Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer has pursued a swift approach, moving forward with a so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill in order to pass it before the August Senate recess. He presented the bipartisan infrastructure framework on the Senate floor for a procedural vote to open debate.
We all want the same thing here, to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. But in order to finish the bill, we first need to start. So I hope my Republican colleagues will join Democrats this afternoon in voting to move forward on an infrastructure package.
The infrastructure measure would spend about $1 trillion on traditional infrastructure projects like roads, transportation, water, and broadband internet. Schumer says it's been decades since the Senate has made a significant standalone investment in infrastructure.
We're the largest economy in the world, but our infrastructure ranks 13th. You'd find better infrastructure in the United Arab Emirates than the United States. Meanwhile, middle class and working Americans have watched the American dream fall out of reach. As globalization, technology, and vicious inequalities of income have sapped much of America's fundamental promise of economic opportunity, we must restore that promise, that hope, that American dream.
Republicans have balked at the scheduled procedural vote, saying they need more time before they begin debate.
Today, the Democratic leader appears to be intent on calling a vote he knows will fail.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats are still negotiating across the aisle on the details.
There's no outcome yet, no bipartisan agreement, no text, nothing for the Congressional Budget Office to evaluate, and certainly nothing on which to vote. Not yet. So obviously, if the Democratic leader tries to force a cloture vote on a bill that does not exist, it will fail. Around here, we typically write the bills before we vote on them. That's the custom.
Schumer notes that the Senate has moved before to begin debate on legislative measures, even before the final bill is in hand. In fact, it's done so twice this year.
This vote is only the first step in the legislative process on the Senate floor. It is merely a vote about whether the Senate is ready to begin debating a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I have also been very clear about what this vote is not. This vote is not a deadline to have every final detail worked out. It is not an attempt to jam anyone.
Although there was not a real debate on the substance, there was a brief presentation of Republican concerns. They say the funding for infrastructure would hurt farmers. Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas says the proposal would put the next generation of family farms at risk.
Now a new threat to their future looms. The Democrats' reckless tax and spend agenda, for which family farmers and ranchers are being told to foot the bill. The Democrats are proposing changes to capital gains tax rates, stepped-up basis, and the use of like-kind exchanges that put the future of our family farms and ranches at risk. The next generation of family farmers will face devastating consequences if the Democrats have their way.
He was not the only Republican to speak.
Now, it's pretty simple. That is not taxation. That is confiscation.
Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa picked up the baton, saying Democrats would devastate family farms with what he calls a second death tax.
To finance their big spending agenda, President Trump and members of his party in Congress have called for over $3 trillion new taxes. This group claims that these tax cuts are targeted solely to the very wealthy. However, deep down, embedded in their tax hike proposal, is a direct attack on family farms and resulting ruination of rural communities.
In the end, the procedural vote to begin debate failed. The vote was 49-51, and it was basically a party-line vote, but not exactly.
Mr. Schumer, no.
Majority Leader Schumer cast the lone Democratic vote to join the Republicans on a measure he had championed. But there was a good parliamentary reason for that.
Madam President, I just want to explain what happened on the floor very briefly, At the end of the vote, I changed my response to a no so that I may move to reconsider this vote at a future time.
Lawmakers say they're hoping to bring the measure back to the Senate floor Monday after more of the details have been hashed out in negotiations. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.